702 Travel.
And yes, we are traveling today with Iga Motilska. And Iga, we are talking supper clubs. And I'm wondering about this ongoing rise in experiential travel and experiences. Tell us all about it.
Happy Friday, Rele Bokile. Yes, you're so right. You know, if you had read the latest Bain & Company luxury study, which was released in November, it showed how the market for luxury experiences, so for example, travel, dining, entertainment, has grown at a much faster pace than that for luxury goods. And in actual fact, the so-called experience economy, which was a term that was first used in the Harvard Business Review in 1998, you know, it speaks to the shift of creating immersive consumer experiences. And in recent years, we've seen the rise of this experience economy. It's changing the way in which we consume goods. It's influencing us in various ways. And in a way, it's making us prioritize experiences over the ownership of goods. And so it's so lovely to see that. And I think that especially now with the pandemic slowly but surely winding down, I think people are so keen to go out, experience the world, see it, meet new people and engage with their friends.
And I think it's definitely something to look into. And one of the ways that people are enjoying these type of experiences is through a dinner club or a supper club. What is that all about?
Yes, so it's such a great platform just to cultivate communities and to foster new friendships and connections. You know, we know that kitchens, tables and food have such an immense power to bring us together. And so supper clubs, it's not quite a restaurant vibe, nor is it really a dinner party, but it's somewhere in between. It kind of offers you the benefit of restaurant service, but without the hassle of having to cook, clean and set everything up, which, I mean, I love hosting, but I don't enjoy that part of it. And so essentially, supper clubs or so-called dinner clubs are pop-up events, and they center around good food and company. They very often also focus on unusual destinations or settings. So in this instance, decor is often a key element. So you might have also heard recently about underground restaurants or anti-restaurants. And this is like an increasing trend where a number of restaurants have they're stepping out of their kitchens and they're trying to reignite their passion for cooking in like non-traditional spaces. And then, of course, we know that food, you know, regardless of culture, nationality, language, it has that power to bring us together. It transcends all of those barriers and it also has such a powerful storytelling element to it. So in supper clubs, the table essentially becomes like a stage where strangers can become friends.
So how exactly does the dinner club work?
So very often it's kind of served around a harvest table where people have to share various dishes. You know, they're passing plates around and they're talking to one another. And of course, it's all within COVID protocols. And it's just such a wonderful way to explore a new city or perhaps maybe even just like rediscover your own hometown through food. And a great way just to meet people. So very often they're either hosted in public or private spaces. You know, sometimes it might seem random, like at a tennis court or someone's home or a new restaurant, something along those lines. And it's really good because when you book tickets, very often friends are seated among strangers, but not, you know, you won't be seated too far away from your friends because obviously you want to talk to them as well. But it just encourages people to speak to someone that they wouldn't normally interact with. And sometimes at these dinner clubs, you might also have various icebreakers on the table, like trivia cards. And so that just helps people ease into a natural flow of conversation.
And there recently was one in the Western Cape, Croc Toffle Experience. Tell us about that one.
Yes, so it's a long table experience. It happens quarterly, and each type of venue is essentially guided by the season of the year and Mother Nature. So the experience is all about going back to Earth's bounty, you know, whether it's a wheat field in autumn or a blooming canola meadow, perhaps maybe even like a sculpture park or a private garden. And the experience includes a four-course dinner. It's paired with South African wines and water. And this last one over the weekend consisted of a long table of 300 people. It all took place outdoors and obviously all in line with COVID protocols. But yeah, it's just so great to see guests, you know, seated among strangers and encouraging them to form new relationships and friendships. And it's just such a great opportunity, I think. And in actual fact, Kraft Tafel is going to be looking to venture off into other South African provinces in the coming months and years.
So how can we actually go and be a part of a dinner club? Where do we get that information?
I think the best way to do it is just to go online and do some research. So Kraaktafel in the Western Cape is really awesome. There's also Dear Friends ZA, which is a supper club in Joburg. You know, and people can even go and create their own supper clubs at home. Ask a friend to bring a stranger, someone that you don't know. And already you're throwing into the mix a whole variety of new people. So I think Google is certainly your friend, but Kraaktafel and Dear Friends ZA in Joburg are a great option to start with.
Thank you so much. That is Iga Mutilska, writer and editor at her travel blog, igajourneys.com.